Good morning and welcome once again to our service this morning. When I was thinking a week or so ago about what I was going to talk about this morning for devotions, I chose to talk about Hebrews 12 since it's about running, and conveniently I was planning on running a half marathon yesterday, so I figured I would be well prepared, have lots of good thoughts to say. However, as it turned out, as yesterday got closer, more and more of the people who were going to run the half marathon with me backed out. And so rather than run with only two or three people, we decided to postpone it and do it some other time when people are a little more committed. However, I was already committed to speaking from Hebrews 12, and so that is what I will be doing this morning. I'd like to focus on three things that I think Christians can do to run the race of life with endurance. And I'd like to begin by reading the first 15 verses of Hebrews 12 here to get it fresh in our mind and set the stage for what I'm going to talk about. So I'll be reading Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 15. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons, for what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time, as it seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Strive for peace with everyone and for holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, that by it many become defiled. So, that's the scripture I'd like to start with. And the first step I think Christians can take to running a race with endurance is preparation. And as an example of this, I'd like to talk about something that Bo and I did a year or two ago. That was, we decided very last minute to run a marathon because we wanted to have run a marathon. And so normally when people prepare for marathons or other long races, you'll spend weeks or months training, running dozens of miles over and over to get physically fit and prepared to do it. And that's for good reason. But we thought that we could do a little trade-off and trade off the unpleasantness of training for months for a little extra pain on the actual race day. So that's what we did, and we were able to finish the race. It wasn't a lot of fun, but we finished. It wasn't fast either. We're not particularly good runners, but we were able to finish. However, I think the biggest issue with our lack of training was the next day, I really could not walk. In fact, I couldn't go up and down stairs without holding onto the railing to keep myself from falling down. And I was in a lot of pain for several days. So clearly, some training there would have helped us. Now, as a more positive example, several of us ran a marathon again last fall. And this time, I actually did put in a little bit more time in training. Not as much as most people would recommend, but I was at least somewhat physically fit by the time we actually ran the race. And it wasn't fun, but the biggest change was that after the race, I wasn't in nearly as much pain, and I could totally walk the next day. It was fine. So, preparation like that is key. We had also, this time, brought snacks and waters to replenish the calories and water that we burn as we run, and were prepared and sustained as we ran. So rather than relying on our own strength the second time, we relied on the strength that we had gained from our experience, from our training. And I think in the same way, we are called to prepare ourselves for the race that we run in our Christian lives. Paul says that we are to lay aside every weight and sin before we run. And I think that means, or he's saying, that we can't run well if we are weighed down by things that are bothering us and things that are distracting us from our end goal, which is ultimately to follow Christ. And this may sound easier than it is in reality, but preparation in any way does make it easier in the long run. And in fact, I think that saying, in the long run, must be talking about this exact situation. So, preparation is crucial to running a race, but I think it means very little without some of the mental components of running. You may have heard that running is more mental than physical, and I think that's at least partly true. So preparation is the first way, I think, that we can run well, but the second way is equally important, and that is running with patience. So allow me to walk you through a little bit of the mental experience of running a really long race. First of all, if you've trained a little bit, the first 6 or 8 miles shouldn't be too bad. You're still pumped up with adrenaline, and you're still feeling good. Your body isn't tired yet, and you feel like running 26 miles isn't really going to be that hard. But all too soon, mile 10 or 12 will come along, and you'll start feeling the burn a little bit of having been running now for 2 hours. And you're probably going to want to start taking a few walking breaks between runs. And by mile 16 or so, you're going to realize at some point pretty clearly that you are only a little more than halfway done. And you still have a long ways to go. And by mile 20 or so, you're going to be wanting to stop with pretty much every fiber of your body, but you know that if you're going to finish the race, you must keep pushing on. And I think this is exactly the stage that Paul's talking about in verses 12 and 13, where he says, "Lift up your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather healed." And I do think Paul must have done some running in his life, because that's pretty good advice. Your knees do feel very weak, and you're kind of stumbling along. But that is exactly the time of the race where we most need to think about the big picture and run with patience, endurance, as we run. Paul also reminds us of something really important in verses 3 and 4 when he says that we are not the only ones who have suffered. And in fact, we've suffered much less than our example of Christ. He says, "Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood." And I think that's true for most of us. We haven't faced actual physical persecution like Jesus did. Endurance is critical if we want to finish the race, but finishing the race might feel like punishment. And in fact, Paul says that in a way it is. In verses 7 through 11, he says, "It is for discipline that you have to endure." And he goes on to talk about God treating us as sons. And I think that discipline is something that's really important in our Christian life. Hard things are not always bad things. Sometimes they allow us to live or to run better. Training for a marathon is very hard, but it makes it easier. So, running with endurance or patience trains our mind to handle difficult things and yields what Paul calls the peaceful fruit of righteousness. So, the first two steps we talked about were preparation and running with patience, but I believe the third step that we're going to talk about is the most important that Paul calls us to here, and that is running with a goal in mind. So most people would probably not run a long race if they didn't have some sort of goal, something they wanted to get out of it. And for some people, if you're a really well-trained athlete, that might be setting a record for whatever division you're in. Or for a lot of people, it's proving to yourself or maybe to somebody else that you can actually finish it. And I know that's what it was for me the first time I ran a marathon. Or maybe on a little more shallow level, maybe they have a really cool t-shirt or a medal that you want and you have to run the race to get it. So that's not maybe as good a goal, but it's still a goal that might motivate somebody. Everybody has some sort of goal. And if you don't, it's really not worth running. Races like that are not fun. Even professional runners are not having fun while they do that. So it's not worth doing unless you have some sort of goal. In Paul's chapter here, he says that our goal in our spiritual race should be Jesus. He says, "Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." Jesus is our goal in our spiritual race, and Paul calls us to look at him rather than at the ground at our feet. And I think that is really important as well. As I run a really long race, I often find myself calculating exactly how far I have run and how far I still need to run, which works for the first half of a marathon or so, but at some point you lose the mental ability to actually think well. I distinctly remember one time in our first marathon where Beau and I were sitting down at roughly mile 20, and could not physically calculate how many miles we had left. So we just had to trust that whatever the route we had set before was, in fact, what we needed to run, and that we would have run the full length. So it's really important to run with the end in mind and not think about our immediate picture, what's happening immediately around us. So, how does that look in our daily lives? I think it means living with the constant knowledge that we are trying to live with patience and endurance because we have a greater end in mind. And that means that we won't get bogged down by distractions or painful times in our lives because we know that that is not the end. The end is something bigger and better. So, with these three things, preparation, patience, and a goal, it should be easy to run a race, right? It's not always the case, unfortunately. I haven't always found it easy to do myself in either actual races or my spiritual life, and I'm sure each of you could say the same. I felt like I should do at least a little bit of running yesterday to mentally prepare, and so I did a 6-mile run last night. Now, 6 miles is less than half of what I was planning on running yesterday, but I quickly found out that I had not prepared enough for what I had planned to run, because within just a few miles, I found my energy pretty much sapped and really didn't want to keep running. And thankfully, in that case, it wasn't actually a race, so I didn't have to keep running, but I had clearly not prepared well enough in advance. And I think sometimes we find ourselves in those places in our spiritual lives as well. So, even if you're not a great physical runner, and even if these examples don't strike very close to your heart, I want to call each of you to think about the parallels between physical races and spiritual races. And I want you to think about it the next time you're beset with trials or difficult times. Remember that these are part of the package. We can't run a race without experiencing those things. And that means we will need to prepare ourselves, prepare our hearts, refresh our hearts with the Bible or with the Christians around us. We must run patiently, and we must keep the end goal in mind as we run. It may not be fun always, it won't be fun always, but it must be done if we wish to finish and receive the medal of the approval of Christ. So that's the challenge I want to leave you with this morning. Run with patience, prepare yourself, and keep the end goal in mind. Thank you.